This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Quote, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but will instruct his patient in the care of the human frame, in diet, and in the cause and prevention of disease," end quote, said Thomas Edison in 1902. Today we'll meet an innovative physical therapist whose focus aligns with this quote by bringing essential wellness resources closer to her hometown region. It's today's Kansas Profile. Bethany Wallen is founder and CEO of a budding nonprofit organization called Pivotal Health and Wellness. Bethany grew up on a four-generational farmstead near the rural community of Republic, population 82 people. Now that's rural. From a young age, community involvement through 4-H, school, and sports planted the desire to volunteer and serve, Bethany said. She earned her bachelor's degree in life science from K-State and her doctorate of physical therapy at the University of Kansas Medical Center. She also married Clay, a fellow Republic Countyan. They now have 3 children, ages 6 and younger, with another on the way. Bethany has worked as a physical therapist for more than 11 years. After living and working in more urban locations, Bethany and her family moved back to Republic County, where she took a physical therapy position at the county hospital in Belleville. "We have an awesome team of healthcare providers in our area who are doing their best to meet the needs of their patients," Bethany said. "Unfortunately, the gap continues to widen with regard to meeting those demands with the limited resources available, especially for our rapidly aging population. My business partner Robin Carlson and I saw an opportunity to better serve our hometown communities and bridge that gap," Bethany said. Several young families have moved back to the area, but the overall population is aging. "We wanted to cultivate a pathway for our residents that reduced healthcare barriers, such as accessibility, cost, and social isolation," Bethany said. Pivotal Health and Wellness opened in Cortland in January 2022, equipped with a fitness center, resource center, and physical therapy clinic. The vision is to build stronger rural communities physically, mentally, and emotionally across all age groups. As a nonprofit organization, they can provide free services to the uninsured and indigent patient populations. "We want to shift the trajectory of healthcare in our rural communities from sick care to preventative care," Bethany said. "How can we take action now to help improve health outcomes and quality of life for our residents, especially our rapidly aging population? It was definitely a God nudge to do something more," she said. Why the name Pivotal Health and Wellness? "Our health and well-being are pivotal aspects of what define us. It's essential to protect our health beyond the absence of physical illness," Bethany said. "In addition, I wanted to tie in the rich agricultural history of living in an irrigated grain belt landscaped by numerous center pivots," Bethany said. Pivotal Health and Wellness has signed up more than 50 members through the fitness center. Monica Thayer came on board recently as a community care coordinator and has helped numerous individuals through end-of-life planning, insurance navigation, lowered prescription costs, and benefit assistance programs. Monica is an extremely important asset to our organization and community. She has extensive knowledge about Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance, and various programs, and has helped bring those resources to light, Bethany said. Future goals include completing the accreditation and licensing process that will allow their organization to accept Medicare, Medicaid, commercial health insurance plans, and Veteran Affairs, TRICARE. They also plan to launch a much-needed home health division. "My grandparents are 90 years old and still living on the farm," Bethany said. "We need to make sure that this population can continue to age in place safely," she noted. "We are offering another place and space which can bring these resources closer to home," she said. For more information, see www.pivotalhealthwellness.org. We commend Bethany Wallen, Robin Carlson, and Monica Thayer and all those involved for making a difference with their services. Thomas Edison would approve. And there's more. Bethany's husband Clay has hunted up a business of his own, and I mean that literally. We'll learn about that next week. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.